Democrat donor who worked for Obama on auto bailout considering running for New York governor as Republican. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 14, 2022. Harry Wilson, a Democrat donor who served on former President Barack Obama's auto restructuring task force, is considering a run for New York governor as a Republican. Wilson is a two-time Obama appointee. After serving on Obama's auto task force after the 2008 recession, he was appointed to the Advisory Committee of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, PBGC, a controversial agency that monitors pension payments from failed companies. PBGC's former director, Josh Gottbaum, was at the center of controversy when it was revealed he corresponded with Obama's car czar Ron Blum to get gains from GM's bailout as a private citizen. Wilson is privately polling New Yorkers about a potential Republican gubernatorial candidacy, according to the New York Post. I'm flattered by the many calls from Republican Party leaders and activists who have encouraged me to run for governor, said Wilson. I'm giving it very serious consideration and will make a decision soon. Wilson unsuccessfully ran for New York comptroller as a Republican in 2010. Wilson's defeat is attributed to his Democrat opponent, who continually slammed him for his lack of answers to questions about his involvement in the bailout and pension plan restructuring. Although he is weighing a run for governor as a Republican, Wilson's donation record as a private citizen shows an affinity for Democrat politicians. Wilson has donated thousands of dollars to radical left politicians as recently as 2020. Wilson financially supported Soros-linked Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's campaign for DA in 2020. According to New York Board of Elections data, Wilson provided Bragg's campaign $1,000. In the 2 weeks since Bragg has been in office, he's made good on his campaign promise to downgrade violent crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. Bragg has also instructed prosecutors to reduce charges filed by police officers in certain circumstances. According to a memo from Bragg, armed robbers who use guns or other deadly weapons to stick up stores and other businesses will be prosecuted only for petty larceny, a misdemeanor, provided no victims were seriously injured and there's no genuine risk of physical harm to anyone. Bragg's prosecutors will also be lax on drug dealers, convicted criminals caught with weapons, and burglars who steal from residential storage areas. A local judge told career criminal William Rolone that he should feel lucky he was arrested after Bragg was sworn into office. Manhattan Criminal Court Judge Jay Weiner told Rolone, "Based on your record, you would have faced a long period of time in jail if convicted. The newly elected district attorney has new policies. You're not charged with robbery, you're charged with a misdemeanor here. I don't know if anyone would ever feel lucky standing in front of me in a courtroom, but you might reasonably feel lucky today." Wilson donated to Bragg's campaign, even though Bragg promised to personally focus on an investigation into former President Donald Trump's business practice. Bragg is not the only anti-Trump Democrat who has received Harry Wilson's campaign donations. Wilson contributed thousands of dollars to Representative Jim Himes, DCT, the second highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Himes is Representative Adam Schiff's sidekick and played a prominent role during the first impeachment of former President Trump. Wilson contributed two times to Himes. Once in November 2008 for $2,300 and $1,000 in September 2009, according to FEC data. Wilson's Democrat donation spree does not stop with Himes. Wilson contributed to President Joe Biden's Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, when she ran for Rhode Island governor. He donated $1,000 on two separate occasions to Raimondo's campaign. House Republicans recently inquired into Raimondo's financial ties to China after reports revealed her husband works for a tech company funded by the Chinese government. Additionally, Raimondo advocated for robust commercial engagement with China during a Wall Street Journal interview in September. Wilson's records also show a $1,000 donation in 2020 to Elizabeth Caputo, a Democrat candidate for Manhattan Borough President. On the campaign trail, Caputo advocated for closing the Rikers Island jail.